Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. There were a couple of people that could not be more off during that part, but I'm so excited to be back here at Helium. It's a Gas, Portland, Oregon. It's Saturday, February 10th, 2018, and I don't even need to ask to see your name tags, because that's how good I know they're going to be. But now that I'm looking at the front row, I'm thinking maybe I need to ask. Okay, all right, put them down. We got some real lazy front row people. I love it when people go to the absolute trouble of being up front, because you had to get here before everybody else. But then also didn't bother with a name tag. Not even scribbling something on a napkin, which gets chosen sometimes, because comics are wise asses. They'll see somebody spend 4 hours on an art project, and then next to them is a, you know, scribbled on a golf card. Like, look at this shit behind you. I love that the person whose name tag I was pointing to turned around. What does it say on it? It's how high? How high is Doug? All right, I like that. Just took an existing title and added, is Doug. Am I Method Man or Red Man? Which one am I supposed to be?
It's Red Man playing Doug.
It's Red Man is playing Doug, okay. Oh, I can only dream. I'm serious about putting him down, though. You can put it down. Oh boy. As you can see, we got four guests, so four of you are going to be chosen. Doug plugs, this Wednesday, February 14th, Doug Loves Movies returns to San Diego, sweet home, for our traditional Valentine's Day show. Shit gets super romantic at that show. Instead of the Leonard Maltin game, we play the Leonard Makeout game. Then I'm doing a stand-up at Comedy Works in Denver next Saturday, February 17th at 4:20. Be sure to bring your name tags, Denver, because the winner of a game from Doug Loves Movies that afternoon will come back and be a legit guest on Doug Loves Movies the very next day. My phone was just buzzing like it might be an Amber Alert, so I'm going to take a quick look at it. Make sure nothing serious is going on. All right, we're good. I always want to be up on top of those Amber Alerts. That's also in Hawaii when they had that false alarm about a missile coming in. It just came in. Your phone buzzes and you look at it, it says, missiles are headed here. Do what you got to do. It was crazy. Denver. Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. For all of my dates and deets and links, go to DougLowesMovies.com.
That's DougLowesMovies.com. Yeah!
From the Corrections Apologies Department. Oh, a special apologies section of the Corrections Department. The guy in the audience at the last show in Los Angeles who said in the next round of Leonard Maltin, the challenger of the previous round, goes second, was correct. It had been so long since I played that game, I didn't even know my own rules. It's tricky, but I think I got it down, and we'll play it again sometime soon. Today, here in beautiful Portland, it's a lovely day. I mean, it's cold out, but it's the sun is shining. And so that means, you know, what happens when the sun is shining and you're Doug Benson? Get inside a movie theater. So I went and saw all five of the movies nominated for Best Animated Short this year's Oscars over at, shout out to the Living Room Theaters. Yeah, and thanks to that, I'm five movies closer to completing the DLM Oscar Challenge, hashtag DLM Oscar Challenge, which is try to watch everything that was nominated for an Oscar this year, including, and I've already seen it, a movie that has one of our guests here today in it. Yes, very exciting. So let's get them out here. Please give it up for Kurt Braunohler, Amy Miller, Ian Carmel, and Sean S. Jordan.
They put these chairs so close together like we're small people. We're not small people.
Yeah,
just,
we,
you know, yeah, adjust accordingly. Whatever you have to do. I'll be over here with my giant table. Your table's small. Mine's giant.
It's not even a table.
It's a chair.
It's another chair for someone even littler.
Secret guest.
We have stools.
Weird
for our...
stool. Yeah, it's weird stools.
Yeah, we have weird, shitty stools.
Hey, you guys, remember the part where I introduced you each individually? Yeah. Let's do that now. Amy Miller is here.
Hello. We're back. We're back together in Portland, Oregon.
Yes, this is where it all started for me and Amy.
It's true.
When she appeared on Douglas Movies here at Helium.
When you discovered me.
Yeah. And you are, I guess there's no reason to bring this up, but I will anyway. You're doing a show here tomorrow night at Helium, but it's sold out.
Yeah. Oh, no, not yet.
Oh, it isn't?
Well, we have maybe like 50 tickets left.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah, for the room, you come.
Oh, okay.
Get on your phones right now. Don't do that.
I thought backstage you were saying something about it being sold out.
I said I was close to sold out.
Close to sold out. Okay. Well, this show today is sold out, so thank you for that, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you for not making me sweat those extra 50 seats.
Really ripped your face off.
But yeah, you're going to have, but you know, you still got plenty of,
we'll make it happen.
You're going to do some street teaming tonight. Like
whatever you
do tonight is going to help get more tickets sold for tomorrow.
I'm going to be flying downtown.
Yeah, the whole town is excited that you're here.
And, I'll be dancing at Sassy's with flyers in my hand. Not, whoa.
People are really into that idea.
Yeah.
You're committed to that. Now you just got to talk Sassy's into it.
What's that
supposed to mean? The doormen at Sassy's are so approachable, don't you think?
They have grenades.
They are scary as fuck.
They look like they have grenades in their vests. They have vests with spaces for grenades, even if they don't have the grenades.
Don't tell them we said this stuff about them, though. Because we love sassies.
They can't hear with all the metal they have pierced into their ears. They you know, that's a commentary
talking
on all
tough,
their earrings.
Talking a tough game over here at the comedy club.
I'm not going to Sassy's tonight.
Don't speak too soon.
Yeah, what are you?
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Amy's dancing.
The bouncers here at Helium wear vests, but they're just stylish. They're not supposed to have grenades in them. Kurt Braunohler is here, everybody.
Hello.
Doug and I got to meet a red-tailed hawk yesterday together.
Yeah, they got some weird coffee shops in this town.
But he makes an amazing espresso with his little beak.
Yeah, his name was Sundance?
Sundance.
And he was from the Oregon Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a nice handler whose name I don't remember. I just concentrate on the animals.
This is weird, but I've met that hawk.
You've met Sundance?
Yes. I met him at a show at the zoo, and he went rogue.
What'd he do?
Well, before concerts, they used to fly that hawk down into the crowd to a handler at the back, but then he started going crazy, so they don't do that anymore.
She described him as he does flying in their shows, but that sometimes he'll just go up in a tree for a while.
That's what he did at the Chicago concert. It's true.
He's just up there figuring some shit out.
And I remember that was his name because the lady was going, Sundance. Sundance. Chicago needs to get on stage.
But does anybody really care? To quote one of their songs. Thank you. If Jimmy Pardo were here, he'd go nuts with the... He could quote all the Chicago songs. But very excited that Kurt is joining the ever-expanding roster of guests on my movie show who are actually in Oscar-nominated motion pictures.
Yay!
Kurt is the star of and the writer of The Big Sick. The story of a giant white man who has a friend who falls in love with a girl who goes into a coma.
Yep. You know, if it wasn't for the roommate, he wouldn't be able to afford the rent where he lived, and that story would have never happened. Yeah. So, I think my character was pretty important.
Not to give it too much away about how the movie ends, but I would love a spinoff with his parents, his family, and you. Because you all stayed in Chicago at the end.
After the car drives away, it's just us across the street from each other. I'm like, what's up? You want to get some lunch?
Yeah, they totally get into you. They like, totally
me.
Befriend you.
And they love my comedy.
Yeah, you teach each other a lot. And but you did... help write the movie. I shouldn't give you full credit. You're not officially nominated for Best Screenplay.
I am not officially nominated, but I did do some punch-up, some sweet joke writing for it.
Is there a specific line you remember suggesting that is in the final cut?
Yes. My favorite joke that is mine in the movie is after they come back to the apartment after Holly Hunter has like gone after this guy for heckling Kumail at the comedy club. Kumail has a line where Holly Hunter says, so is that how it always goes? And Kumail says, no, usually I have someone else's mom beat up the heckler. And that was my
joke.
That's
so good. I love that line.
Beat up the heckler.
I love it. I did a punch-up pass on it, too. I got one line in where it's Emily's mom says to Kumail, she's sick. And then Kumail says, no, she's the big sick.
Yeah. Now that was, and when we screened it at Sundance, people stood up in a...
Sundance!
They stood it up.
The hawk!
And I'm not talking about Utah.
People stood up and then the bird. Red hawk flew away.
Yeah.
Sundance.
She got the big sick.
And Ian is nominated, oddly.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ian got nominated for that. Well,
for Dunkirk.
Also an Emmy. Emmy nominated.
Emmy nominated.
Did you write the next line when they said she's got the big sick? The person responded with, get out.
Get out. No, that was Bruce Valanche. He came in and did that one.
Oh, Valanche.
It was, get out, Dunkirk. Call me by my name.
I just thought of a good Halloween costume. Valanche Dubois. You're a combination of Bruce Valanche and what's her name? Dubois.
Valanche
from Streetcar. Yeah.
What's her name?
I just said Valanche. I rhymed it. I could rhyme with the name and then couldn't remember
it. You could walk around like, I've always depended on the kindness of zingers.
Sean Jordan is here, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Just wanted to give you a chance to talk.
I appreciate it. I'm just sitting down here, you know, bookending it. I get it. Just chilling.
How's it going, dude? What are you doing in town?
This, man. Hanging out.
You came in town to do Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Why not?
Buck. It's Buck.
It's Super Buck. And it's also Dank. I say Dank. Even though I don't smoke weed, I say Dank a lot. And I feel like most people that smoke weed don't say Dank. I feel like that's odd that I say it all the time.
It's a good word. It's a fine word.
It is. And I'm 36. I made my choice. Don't try to talk me out of it.
He's also here because he loves Portland. And if me and Ian are both out of town, he has no one to talk to.
I can call my girlfriend who lives in Portland.
Yeah,
wait a second.
Here.
I just asked you what you're doing in Portland where your girlfriend lives. And your answer is you're here for Doug Loves Movies.
Don't get me started.
At least give it two for status.
I'm here for, I'm here for
things.
Laura Loves Movies. That's what I'm here
there
for.
There you
Sean
go.
Sean loves Laura.
It's a whole other podcast. It's fun. It's a fun listen, but you know, not as funny. It's a little more serious.
And also joining us is the co-host with Sean of the All Fantasy Everything podcast, Ian Carmel!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Were people yelling AFE?
Yeah.
That's a thing? You just yell it?
They
who's
love it.
Who's down with AFE? No, you have to yell that. Yeah, you know me. Okay, let's try it again. Who's down with AFE?
Yeah, you know me.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome.
That's crazy.
That is dope. That's so dope. It's dank even, I would say.
Yeah, that's Dankirk.
It's Dankirk.
Dankirk?
Oh.
Sundance.
Now I have to go get that tattooed on my forehead tonight.
Dankirk.
Dankirk.
Second best podcast fans in the world.
Mm.
Yeah, they wanted to know why you said second best.
I was making you number one.
Oh.
After the podcast version of the Kudlow Report.
Have you...
What?
Guys, Sean and Ian, have you ever done All Fantasy Everything like in front of a live audience?
One time at Bridgetown.
Yeah.
We had done Molly. Well, I had done Molly the night before.
I drank two
bottles of Pedialyte during the 1 hour we were on stage.
I did Molly the night before as well because you walked up to me with a huge smile on your face and you go, do this Molly. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do that Molly.
Molly.
Molly by your name.
Molly's game would have been another.
Oh! It's like a plot twist in Molly's game that her name sounds like a drug.
Yeah.
It really?
Quite literally is, yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's great. I ruined it for everyone.
Molly's game is trying not to move your jaw so much that people call the cops.
Thanks for being here, Ian.
Sorry.
What are you up to? Are you doing any shows while you're in town?
No. I just came up to do this and to be in Portland.
And to be with Sean's girlfriend.
Just to be with Sean, yeah.
Ian also loves Laura.
Laura. Yeah.
We have to fight to the death after this, me and you.
Yeah.
I'm going to win, Laura.
She's here?
Yeah.
And when I asked you what you're doing in town...
I didn't know it was going to turn into a
thing.
Mind. I didn't, you know. I thought we were going to move past it real quick, but obviously we didn't.
All right. You know, Hillary Swank didn't say her husband's name in her Oscar speech, and then they got divorced. That's all I'm saying.
I got a lot of steps to get to that point. But yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. You got plenty of time.
Yeah, yeah. I got
plenty of
more.
Opportunities to screw it up.
Do some
who's the Game of Thrones guy who always mentions? Oh, he's always like my wife Amanda Peet, right?
My wife.
No.
A guy from Game of Thrones is married to Amanda Peet?
Yeah, like Benioff or the other one. There's married, and every time they get an award, they're like, I want to thank my wife.
My wife! Stop saying it.
He just Everybody licked says his mustache it. When he said that. Everybody says it.
Amanda Peet.
All right, you guys, let's find out what I forgot to tell everybody what I brought for the prize bag. So I'll drop in mentions of my stuff in between each of you guys. But let's start with Amy. What have you got to give away today?
Oh, wow. Okay, well, oh, wait, no, don't start with that. Okay, well, I have a book from Powell's. The Rock says it's a, it's a book about the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. It's good. Got some chocolates because of The Rock's delicious chocolatey skin. And this magnet set for your fridge, it's the Dong Lovers edition.
Dong Lovers.
Because I want to see The Rock's dong. That's it. Oh, and a CD, Solid Gold, whatever, same album. Boring. Very funny. It's good.
Your CD?
Yeah, my CD.
Okay. Pass it on over. Thank you for bringing all that
stuff.
Thank
you, Kurt Bronner. Yeah. From the Big Sick.
I prefer to be referred to that way a whole game. I was going to call you Oscar-nominated Kurt Bronner, but I guess. That works as well.
Let's just call you Oscar. I got a Capri Sun. Yeah. Top that, Kurt Braunohler. Right. Oscar Kurt Braunohler.
Thank you. I got a bunch of vinyl from local record label, Kill Rock Stars.
Ooh, our label.
We have Marnie Stern's second album, an amazing guitarist on Kill Rock Stars. This is going to be great. You're going to love it. We got another piece of vinyl here. This is a side project of one of the members of the Boredoms and one of the members of Free Kitten. If either of those, this is very exciting. And if you don't, it's going to be fucking crazy when you listen to it. I got a condom from my hotel because my hotel provides condoms.
It's not labeled.
It says the Jupiter Hotel on it.
Oh, okay.
Don't fucking come there tonight, all right?
Don't come there tonight.
Don't come there tonight. I've got a keep it dry towel. This is a hand towel that has my face on it. It says keep it dry. So you can use that after you use the condom. And then we got a double LP of the album that Kristen Shaw and I put out from our award-winning show Hot Tub. And it's got a bunch of great acts on it. There's like 10 or 12 different comedians here, as well as Kristen and I doing our shtick. And there, that's a great vinyl and some sex shit.
That's fantastic. There you go. Amy knows what to do. Pass that along. Someone's going to really go home with some stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just going to get rid of this one. And also in my prize bag is a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Yeah. One size fits whoever's this size. What do you got, Ian?
I brought a book about the Princess Bride, As You Wish. Inconceivable Tales from the Making of the Princess Bride by Carrie Elvis.
You know, people
Elvis.
Don't know this, but originally, instead of As You Wish, it was...
Say it.
It was Make It So. That's a little inside joke from yesterday on AM Northwest.
Yeah, if you were watching AM Northwest with the bird, you would have missed. You would have loved that joke.
I DVR'd it. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Sundance.
I also got some nuts from Bobby Sue's Nuts, and it is the Some Like It Hot flavor. Yeah. Which is a movie.
It's a movie.
It's a motion picture. It's a talkie. It's a talkie.
And it's old enough that they can't get sued over the name, I guess.
Right, exactly. It's out of copyright. How wonderful, how fortunate. This is just a little placard that says autocorrect can go straight to heel. And I'll tell you, I just got a kick out of that when I saw it, and I thought I'd share it with you.
It is such a weird... It's shaped like a reserved sign for a table at a fancy restaurant.
Well,
very confusing as to who chose the shape for this thing.
Where would you ever put it? On your desk? Just like, before we get to this meeting, have a little look at this placard.
Yeah, you're the fun guy at work.
Yeah, right? Anyway, you're fired. And then finally, as we are in Portland, Oregon, I brought a bag of Stumptown coffee, the Portland Trailblazers version of Stumptown coffee. Yes. In honor of Damian Lillard's 50-point performance in three quarters just last night.
Damian Lillard from Oakland, California.
Portland, Oregon's finest.
Worst city in the world.
All right. Another great bag. Great.
I know. It's fine.
Great work. I, of course, brought, as I will be for every show this year probably, a Christmassy Peacemaker bong.
Oh, shit. Got a weird hair on it.
It does?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of bongs do.
I've been thinking about getting a dog.
You got a bong instead of a dog?
It's a pre-hair.
I've been thinking about getting a dog.
Sean Jordan, what'd you bring? I bet you brought some candy.
I brought some candy, dog. I brought some Sour Patch Kids. Because they're dank. I brought a little little Russell Stover. Huh?
Aww.
Your girl Kelly Jordan.
Laura.
Can't get enough of those. I would. Laura? No, she wants something better.
He's got something to ask you. No.
And it's, do you like these chocolates?
Wouldn't that be insane if I was like, you know, I wasn't planning on anyone bringing that up, but I've had this ring for like a year. So I've been waiting for the perfect chance.
Yes, it would be insane.
Yeah.
So now back to the socks that I'm holding in my hand. I brought some socks that look like they have a Coke that you would get at a movie on them, because I think that's kind of fun.
Is there nothing they won't put on socks? It's gone too far. We don't have to talk about it now, but let's just
you don't
want to
dive
in.
I brought the popular Ashton Kutcher vehicle Valentine's Day, a DVD copy of Valentine's
Perfect
Day.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, we all know and love that
movie. You know the winner's going to watch that.
And I brought an ICP t-shirt for...
Yeah!
And it's a size small for a very young ICP fan.
A little juggalo. A juggalito, if you will.
Yeah, there it is.
It's never too early to get them started.
I will.
ICP songs, shirts only come in small and 5XL, right? Those are the...
Father and son.
Those
like
are
you're
the
a baby,
two, yeah.
You're a baby, you're a full-grown father ICP fan. So that's what I brought. I'm going to shove it all back in here now.
All right. Yeah. Pass that bucket. Good job.
There's a real juggalo excited in the back. Yeah.
Oh, they'd be like, whoop, 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 right? Yeah.
That's what people like.
That's the Three Stooges.
It's the same.
One of the Stooges is Shaggy Tudup.
Yep.
The fifth Stooge.
Is it Shaggy Two Dope and Mr. Murder? What's the second one's name?
Violent J, I believe.
Violent J.
Close enough.
I believe.
If my memory serves me correct, it was Violent J.
I couldn't be sure, but...
I don't want to sound like a dick. I'm not trying to be a shithead, but I think it was Violent J.
I hate to be a prick.
I don't want to fuck your day up or anything, but it might have been Shaggy Two Dope and Violent fucking J.
And finally... Who doesn't like brushing their teeth to the sounds of Kylo Ren?
That weapon is mine.
You got your toothbrush in your mouth, he's going, that weapon is mine. Settle down, Kylo. It goes for like a minute.
Oh, it like gives you that's the amount of
the
time you're supposed
you
to brush
your teeth for this long. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody does that.
That's crazy. It's like we're at
what?
The movie.
Wow. And it also just flashes a red light.
Any final statements?
Did he snort before?
He talked during the talking part.
Excuse me, Doug, do you have any earplugs or anything? I'm going to need to... This is killing me.
Just brushing their teeth. Talking about destroying the resistance.
How are you supposed to go to bed when you're that hyped afterwards?
Well, it would be weird if it was like, we'll get these teethies super clean.
We'll destroy the resistance after a good 8 hours. We'll be right back in there.
I find your lack of pace disturbing.
Easy with that bucket you accidentally dropped, Doug.
Oh, shit, there it goes.
And accidentally kicked into the crowd.
I didn't need it. I put all this stuff in my bag.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. quick question before we get to the game portion of the show, you guys. We'll start with you, Amy. What was the last movie that you saw?
Jumanji.
Welcome to the Jungle or the original?
New Manji. Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And his magnificent dong.
He doesn't need to swing from a vine, you know what I mean? He just kind of swings from whatever.
I saw when I was in Minneapolis for shows. You know I like to go to a lay-down theater. I lay down, have
oh,
wine.
Oh, they have those lay-downs there?
Yeah, they have a couple really dope theaters there outside Minneapolis, like in Hopkins. And so I didn't think I was going to like it that much, and it was so fun. Oh, that hot Jonas brother. Don't even.
I didn't even know a Jonas brother was in it.
Yes, he's the guy who's been stuck in the game.
I guess. I haven't seen it.
You haven't?
No, why would I say I didn't know he was in it? If I had watched all of it.
Because I assumed you didn't know what the Jonas Brothers look like.
Oh, probably because the
Don't make that assumption, young lady.
Wait. So it's like Aaron Jonas and Mr. Murder Jonas? Is that the two brothers?
That's right.
Shaggy 2 Jonas?
Violent Jonas, dude. That's what the J stands for.
You would like it. It's so fun.
That's what I was,
you
before
like
it opened,
it?
I said it looks good, and people made fun of me, and it's a worldwide massive hit.
Yeah.
And here in the States, it's got legs. It was the number one movie last weekend, and it opened 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's legitimately good.
Yeah, people like it. So
plus,
I'm
it's like a little palate cleanser to like Oscar movie. Oh, I just want to see something super fun.
Yeah.
Starring The Rock.
I always Dwayne wanted to go to the Johnson. Jungle in between two Holocaust movies. Shake it up.
You should see it. It needs me to market it, too, so that's good.
Kurt, what was the last movie you saw?
A Futile and Stupid Gesture on Netflix.
Right? It was surprisingly good. It's about National Lampoon, like the beginning of National Lampoon and how it, like, the magazine, and then they did Caddyshack, or they did Animal House and Caddyshack, and it is surprising. I expected, like, this will be maybe good, and the writing is excellent. Everyone is acting really well. I loved it.
Cool.
Yeah. No jokes, just really enjoyed something. Just you fucking monsters. Just, that's just pure joy for me.
I'll see that. I think I'd like that. And I also have been meaning to see there's a doc about National Lampoon.
The doc is great, too.
Yeah, I got to see that as
I've
well.
I've seen the doc. I haven't seen the Futile and Stupid Gesture. It's amazing. That Doug Kenny guy was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, it came to like a crazy end, too, right?
Yeah. He played Stork in Animal House.
Yeah.
And he had one line. And it was, what are we supposed to do, you moron? He doesn't talk to the whole movie, then he finally says that towards the very end of the movie. But then he fell off a cliff or jumped off a cliff in real life. Yeah,
yeah, in Hawaii.
Well, I guess let's just jump into spoiling the end of the fucking movie, Doug.
Oh, that was the Futile and Stupid Gesture? He's the title character?
Yes. And I didn't know he was dead the whole movie. And so it was a surprise for me.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, you know, you just don't know your history.
No.
Ian, what was the last movie you saw?
I on the airplane today, I watched Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Really?
People like it. People like it.
Very polarizing movie.
I almost turned it off three times.
I loved it.
Three different. It is confounding. I don't understand how it's a best picture. I went in because I'd seen so many people talking shit about it on Twitter that I was like, I bet it's going to be good. I generally enjoy movies, and it was not.
I loved it. I think
you
it's
loved
so good.
It.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
really?
I love that.
She did.
I love that director and playwright. I think if you've seen his plays and then you watch it after that, then it makes more sense why it's so like overwrought.
I don't know. I love fucking Damian Lillard, but if he shit on my chest, I'd be upset about it. Like,
I wouldn't.
Wait, like, lies, lies, my friend.
I enjoyed his previous work. It just didn't. It just didn't. It didn't
why
make
are you
any
so
sense.
Upset about it?
There's so many things that don't make sense about it, and it sucks. That's why we're upset about it.
It's a bad movie that sucks, and it doesn't make any sense. The main character you were saying doesn't grow at all during
doesn't
the
change.
Entire
Francis
movie.
Doesn't change. Francis McDormand is the same in the beginning and the same at the end. We just does nothing.
Tell you who does get a redemption arc.
The fucking racist cop. Who, fuck that guy.
Who tortured black people.
Yeah.
And then at the end he's like, he's not so bad because he's willing to murder a dude. It's fucking crazy.
And then this small town sheriff, after he dies, just happens to be
could
the
you guys...
fucking beautifulest
spoiler
poet.
Alert.
Oh my god! Yeah, it turns out
the best poet, quoting Oscar Wilde and shit.
The chief of police,
secretly a philosophy professor.
William Faulkner is the chief of police in Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah,
married somehow to a British woman.
Where'd she come from?
Where the fuck did she come from?
Why is she
I'm
in Ebbing,
England.
Missouri?
She's studying at Oxford. Like, you know where I want to go? This shithole in Missouri.
Well, I found a beautiful cop. He has such a way with words.
Doesn't make
that he never uses until he dies.
He doesn't need to be in it at all. It just
hey guys,
is a-
hey guys.
Yes.
Give me your Twitter handles. Because I don't need the heat for ruining a movie.
Come at me. Ian Carmel.
I don't need the heat for ruining
Listen,
a movie.
After you ruined a futile and stupid gesture for these people, I'm getting into
I'll tell you what's a futile and stupid gesture. Watching Three Billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Yes.
Anyway, all the acting's great and it's funny and I like it.
The acting
it.
Is good.
The acting's like
very
it.
Good.
It is
good. Very
kind
good.
Of funny.
The acting is good.
I love
the
it.
Acting is good.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad movie.
No, it's actually okay.
It's all right.
It's actually
I wouldn't say
pretty
it's
good.
Terrible. Pretty good. I mean, it just doesn't deserve all the hype.
I mean, it's...
The fuck was that?
You know, now that I think about it, I'm kind of coming around.
I liked it, actually.
Bye, Doug.
I could have used even a fifth. I could have used a fourth, maybe a fifth billboard.
My name's Amy, and I love movies. I'm the host now.
There's just a part where the kid is like... Nah, I won't say it.
Well, you also love Portland, Oregon, so we disagree on a lot.
You're full of shit. This city gave you so much.
I know. They're so dumb for doing that. Thank you.
Yeah, I hate Portland, that city where it's cheap to get drunk and there's delicious food everywhere.
I actually...
Every bar has a stripper pole.
Yeah.
I watched The Truman Show last, so...
Oh, so good.
You know, Sean, I really wish you would wait for me to ask, because I was hoping for 20 more minutes on Three Billboards.
I was looking right at you.
You're doing a great job of moving the show along.
I read the room a little bit.
Plus, why did you... you'd never seen it?
No, I'd seen it. We just watched it the
Revisited
other
it?
Yeah, it's great. It's a good movie.
Did you cry?
I cry a lot. I cried a little bit
me
at
too.
The Truman Show.
And at the end, who is the true man?
The one who's crying, staring at his MacBook Pro.
Isn't
it's
that
not
always
a big
deal.
The it's a MacBook Pro. Staring right at the MacBook Pro, crying, watching the Truman Show. Doing all right, live in L.A. It's not a big deal.
Well, great job seeing movies, you guys.
Give it a shot.
Thanks, Doug.
Yeah, you do great at it. But now it is time for me to say, let the games begin! We got lots of amazing name tags for you guys to choose from. So just hop on out of your seat and go pick the one you like the best. And we'll be back after these words.
Hey, you guys, there's no sponsors for this episode, so I'm going to take a moment to talk to you about Jesus. Just kidding. I'm going to talk to you about some more of my road dates, because I'm very excited. In April, I've got three very exciting shows in Northern California. On Thursday, April 19th at 10:30 p.m., it's my annual Countdown to 420 show. This year at the Punchline in Sacramento, it's me and other special guest comedians doing stand-up and then counting down to midnight, at which point it will officially be 420 and we will step outside, if you know what I mean. Then Friday night, April 20th, if you're in the Chico or Paradise area, please come to the Performing Arts Center, the Paradise Performing Arts Center, at 8 o'clock for a 420 stand-up show. And then on April 21st, I'm back at the Sacramento Punchline at 420 with a Doug Loves Movies taping. And you guys know what site to go to for more info, so let's get back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. We did it. Nobody got hurt. Some guy handed me this, Your Hunter from the Future, on a CED video disc.
What's a CED? Must be a laser disc, right?
No, it's... It's a movie on vinyl, man.
Molly.
How does that even...
It's a movie on vinyl, but you can only hear it. It's a record.
How is it a movie on vinyl? You just...
What...
Whatever it is, I can't wait to forget it somewhere.
What a dick. What a dick.
He could have just walked up and said, here's a brick. This is about as useful. I'd be happier to get a brick. I could start making a house.
Just what about
yours isn't going to be the foundation for anything. Just sadness. I can't even fit that in my carry-on, dude. Because the carry-on's going to be full of weed from pharma. I plug them every time, but they haven't given me anything yet, I don't think. All right, so I'm just excited that there's a weed store in the same building as the comedy club. I wish that were true in every city. Amy, who do you want to play on behalf of today?
Well, I am playing on behalf of Rio. Is that your name? Okay, what a beautiful name. But actually, are you guys a couple? I took both of their... name tags up because they're both Dolly Parton themed, and I'm sorry for everyone else who made one for me, but they fucking got it. Well, this also has a joint on it, so Rio Magnolias, and you know, we're all, this is, it's Ian, and no, that's for me.
Okay.
Actually, it's
all
for
right,
Adam.
You can have it.
And then Mike to Five, where I fucking am Dolly Parton. Technically, I should be playing for Mike, but you're a girl, so I picked you. And Sean is Lily Tomlin, and Kurt is Jane Fonda. And it's the best thing I've ever seen.
I want to take a picture of it.
And Mike is playing the Dabney Coleman role. But, what?
It's Ian and his mustache.
It is?
Yeah.
You didn't put yourself on it, Mike? Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Neither of them
You
did.
Look like Peter Dinklage.
Thank you.
And this Steel Magnolias, Doug, I think you're Sally Field.
I sure am. They like me. They really like me.
Drink your juice, Shelby. It's a good movie.
It's no three billboards outside him.
Look
at what Kurt's got over there.
Look at what I have. This is says, for those of you at home, these are homemade killer tomatoes, homemade from felt, stitched together by hand with little teeth and eyes. It's very beautiful. And it says, with pictures of us all poking out, says, Attack of the Killer Tomates or Tomatis or Tomatis. And I'm going to either guess your name is Tamaris or Madison. What is your name?
What?
Maddie?
Your
is it Madison?
Oh, Tomatis.
Tomatis. So I think that's really beautiful.
Really
I think
cute.
Really well done. And there's a... Yeah, it's tape in there. But also, I love this movie. I love the return of the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. I think that's better. It's George Clooney's first movie. Really beautiful. Beautiful film.
All right, Kurt.
What do you think about...
Put that down.
What do you think about Three Billboards, Kurt?
There you go. Ian, what do you got?
What's your name?
Maddie.
Oh, Maddie.
Get
I'm playing
from
Maddie.
Weird.
Another Maddie.
And he made a method. It was a How High Is Doug? And it's you and Method Man, who's one of my 142 favorite rappers. And it's from like the movie How High, and it came with a bag of munchies, which is the main reason I grabbed it. I'm going to eat these later.
Munchies is what? It's a bunch of different kinds of snacks?
Yeah, it's several. So this one is a cheese fix flavor. It's Doritos, Cheetos, Sun Chips, and Rolled Gold. Yeah, people are on board. It's kind of a fun, it's just sort of a grab-all, you know what I mean? When you don't know exactly what you want.
Yeah, when you just want to shove a bunch of things in your mouth and see what happens.
Right, exactly. Just a bunch of sharp, cheesy corners jammed into your mouth.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, good job.
Thank you.
You can put it down now.
Okay, cool.
I don't want you to have to sit there like that the whole time. But yeah, you can hang on to the munchies.
Throw the...
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I won't eat them during.
Thank you. Sean?
Playing for Evan. So it kind of got shoved in my face. But Evan, I'm seeing, just put his name on a piece of paper. There's no pun really involved. There's a picture of you on here somewhere, Doug, but it's a vinyl. Jimmy Cliff. So
the
I just.
The
harder they Evan.
Instead of the harder they fall?
Oh, it's just. Oh,
the
I got
The harder
gotcha.
They come. The so harder was, they Evan.
So it was a bad pun that you put on there. Instead of the harder they come, it was the harder they Evan. I get it.
Lazy
I still like
Al
it.
Yankovic.
Everybody who put a lot of time in the back is like, I'm going to fucking murder this person.
It's got one of those left-handed cigarettes on it, though, and that's why I picked it. It's, you know.
You always have the greatest reasons for picking things.
Yeah. Well, there was no skateboards out there, so I had to do this. And it's got some Trader Joe's dried fruit on the bottom, some dried mandarin oranges. So, yeah, let's all be health nuts up here and do that. So, yeah, there's my name tag.
All right.
Would you like me to pass her on down?
No.
Oh, okay. Keep it.
Pass it around?
No, pass it down. I was being a little preemptive with the pass it down thing. I apologize.
Yeah, you can just hang on to it for now.
I'll just hang on to it for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cherish it while you can. All right, so that's what's happening there. I got some games set up for you guys to play. This first one is a little something called Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game.
You!
So this is where I'm going to name somebody's top four, best known for on IMDb. As soon as you think you know who it is, I suggest waiting for a couple of titles because it's pretty much a wild guess after just one title because there's a lot of people in each movie. And you get -1 point if you guess wrong. But I'll name all four movies First one to buzz in with the correct answer also gets bonus points if they can name more of the films in the top four, depending on how many are left. Make sense, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great explanation. Only half the audience is asleep at this point.
They all know how to play it. I'm just still want you guys to embarrass yourselves. You want to practice buzzing in?
Yeah, how do we buzz in?
Kurt Brown.
Sean.
Jamie Miller.
Ian.
Transformers.
Yeah. I think I'll be able to know which one of you buzzed in by your first name.
Nope, I'm putting my full name in.
All right, here we go. Who's top four best known for on IMDb?
Sure, sure.
Gotcha. Starts with a movie called Two Tickets to Paradise. Yeah, that is rough.
I don't know what that is.
It starts with that one.
That's number one.
Woo! It could be anyone at this point.
Yeah.
It could be just about anybody. Since I've never heard of that movie, so it could.
Kurt, your number one is Bunk.
Hell yeah, it was my show.
Yeah.
But sure, nobody knows it.
Good show.
But at least it's my show.
Well, this Two Tickets to Paradise, this person might play the title role.
Yep.
Mikey Two Tickets.
He plays one of the tickets.
It might be animated.
Mikey there are a couple of talking paradise. Tickets.
All right, the second title. If you know it in the audience, don't help out. The Cutting Edge.
Come on. Are these movies?
Yep.
You really chose...
They sound like wrestling finishing moves, both of them. Listen, brother, if you come in here, you're going to earn yourself a Two Tickets to Paradise. If not, The Cutting Edge.
If not...
Amy Miller.
If not, Bresky.
Oh, Amy's buzzing in. Who do you think it is, Amy?
I don't know if I have her name right. But
oh, no.
Moira Kelly.
Oh, no.
She looks like her, though, right?
No, Moira Kelly is in...
The Cutting Edge?
Cutting Edge, yeah.
Fuck yes, I still feel like a winner. They didn't know that.
No, no, the three of us are terrible at these games.
Yeah.
He really jumped in with a real hard one for people who don't really know anything.
I've only seen one movie and I hated it.
You gave movies a shot on the plane today. You're like,
people kept walking off the edge of the screen and I didn't know where they went.
Where did they go?
I kept looking behind the seat.
No. It's where the library
Where'd those billboards go? I thought this was about billboards.
We were just watching it.
Well, they're outside of town. You got to keep going.
Mm-mm. I will continue to pass the time by looking at a wooden block there the whole time.
The third title is something called Dinosaur. And then the fourth title is a movie called Brother Bear.
Brother Bear?
What are you doing?
It was an animated feature.
Yeah. So any guesses, guys?
Sean?
Was I
in all
four of
these
movies?
With someone else's name.
Sorry. Oh, I wasn't clear on that. That's my bad.
Way to put me on the goddamn spot, huh?
So tricky.
Kurt Russell.
No. Do you really want to guess that? Because,
No, I was kidding.
Okay.
No, he was...
You get negative one.
Proposing another person. Kurt Russell's actually here. And he wanted Kurt to guess.
I think you guys should just lay back and let Amy just guess wrong four times.
Yeah.
And then you guys will tie for the win.
I'm right here.
And I have a feeling you're not going to guess wrong every time. The name of the actor... That's in all of those things is D.B. Sweeney.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he was the lead co-star in Cutting Edge. Great ice skating movie.
Ice skating and hockey romance.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. The first two names is Dad Boner, Sweeney.
Yeah, that's probably why when he yeah, signed up with Saggy, so DB. Let's just go with DB.
Yeah, let's just go with DB.
Instead of Dad Boner.
Internet, I feel like I'm going to get a lot of specific internet, roles with Dad Boner as my name.
Internet movie Dad Boner.
That is what IMDb stands for. DB Sweeney started IMDb back in the 70s.
In movies, Dad Boner.
So to recap the scores, everyone has zero except for Amy, who is at negative one.
I think it was a very good thing that I said, and this is unfair.
Second round. Starts with a TV show. This person's IMDb page says they're most known for One Tree Hill. And the second title is Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me. I can't believe one person is in both of those things.
Yeah.
The third title is a motion picture called The Lion King.
Oh.
Ah. What?
And finally, get ready to buzz in, Amy. The Cutting Edge.
Amy Miller.
Who is it, Amy?
Maura Kelly.
That's correct.
Yay!
That's amazing. That's
we didn't beautiful. Plan this.
Moira Kelly was, of course, the voice of Mufasa.
Who was she, though? Little Nala?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Why is that funny that I said Little Nala? No.
This is funny. You know the character names well enough to say that.
I was young when The Lion King came out.
Makes sense. Okay, everybody's got zero.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Finally, this game is fair again.
Back on an even playing field. Let's do it.
And this next round starts with a motion picture called Cool Runnings.
Oh.
Kurt Brownell, or Oscar nominated actor.
And writer.
You
and
put
writer.
It after your name now. You're taking your SATs with you.
Who do you think it is, Kurt?
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Really incorrect. like borderline racist incorrect.
It's Cuba. Cuba Gooding Jr. is not in Cool Runnings, I guess.
Not even.
All right, Kurt's out.
Holy crap.
The second movie on this person's top four is called Eight-Legged Freaks. Mm-hmm. Nothing? The third movie is called Shark Tale. Mm. Then rounding it off with a TV program called Cosby.
Amy Miller.
Who is it, Amy?
Dwayne? Wait.
What an awesome showbiz name, Dwayne? Question mark.
Wait. I should not have buzzed in.
Oh, no.
I can't.
Dwayne Wade's a basketball player, right?
Yeah, it's not him.
But you know who I mean.
I don't mix a lot of people up with Dwayne Wade.
That's minus
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Amy. You already said that other name.
You should
They're
say
both
that.
Wrong. Those are the top credits of the brilliant Dougie Doug.
Oh!
Dougie Doug! That is who I was thinking of.
All right, so Kurt and Amy both have negative one. And Ian and Sean are killing it with zero.
Yes.
Couple silent partners over here. I'd like to apologize to everyone who knows things in the audience and is frustrated at watching us fail.
You make it extra hard today.
Yeah, I was gonna
what's
say,
going on?
Normally, I
don't.
Have...
You know, I don't think too hard about about that. I thought one of these people might know one of these things.
Dougie Doug.
Like, who doesn't pass the time by reeling in the career of Dougie Doug?
Oh God.
Yeah, I would hope no one is studying for this. All right, this is gonna. This is going to bust it all wide open, I think.
Blow the roof off this motherfucker.
Yeah, we're going to find a winner right now. Whose top four starts with planes, trains, and automobiles?
I mean, easy, easy.
Nobody wants to get in this early?
I mean, no.
I mean,
it's too risky.
All right.
It's gone, not Moira Kelly, not Moira Kelly, so it's probably Moira Kelly again.
You forgot to say Ian first.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah,
no,
she wouldn't have a different set of movies.
That's true. Couple problems.
Get your hands on your buzzers.
Sure.
Because the next movie is called Spaceballs.
Sean. Kerperaller.
Sean got in first.
Jonathan Candy.
Wow, you
That's incorrect.
Scared me there with that. Shorter title, less title.
John Candy.
John Candy is correct.
Yeah.
You don't think his dad ever called him Jonathan?
Jonathan Candelucci.
Jonathan, get the fuck in here. You're going to be in Spaceballs. That's what his dad said.
His first name was John Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi Candy.
John Sane Clown Posse.
Okay, Sean, you could accrue extra points. There's no point to it, really, because you're the winner. But you got two more guesses on John Candy films? Just to rub it in?
I don't know that they're going to be correct at all. Uncle Buck?
And?
The Great Outdoors?
Those are both John Candy movies. They only listed Uncle Buck. Strangely, the other one they listed, Cool Runnings.
Whoa!
Of course.
Well, you really put a bow on that one. That was fucking...
The popular Dougie Doug vehicle, Cool Runnings.
Dougie Doug had to approve Jonathan Candy to be in that movie.
Yeah.
It all went by Dougie Doug.
Yeah, I mean, someone was supposed to buzz in the first time I said Cool Runnings, all confident that it was John Candy, and then you would have looked silly.
I think we all sussed that out pretty quick.
You sussed out that you don't want to take any risks.
It's a hell of a tone to take with the winner of the game, but, you know, I'll take it.
You're right. You really stuck your neck out on who's in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and Spaceballs. So many people to choose from.
I want a fucking Datsun, a fucking Ford.
Sean is the winner of that game. All right, I think it's about time. It's been a week or two since we played this, and it's my favorite new game. It's called How Long Is It? Yeah. I'm going to say a thing to you guys that's related to movies in some way, and then you're going to each guess how long it is.
What?
I know, it doesn't make any sense until you hear what it is you're guessing about, but you're going to guess, Price is Right style, closest without going over.
1 inch.
To however. Now, do you want to set that in stone, or do you want to wait until you hear the question?
Maybe like a plaster mold. I don't really want to do it in stone, but.
All right, Sean, you get to go first. And then we're going to go to Ian, and then Kurt, and then Amy. You each get a shot at this. How long does Tom Hanks eat baby corn in the movie Big? How long does one of our greatest living thespians go at some baby corn like it's regular corn on the cob in the Penny Marshall directed motion picture called Big?
It's one of those Sean, questions that's going to make me feel really stupid. No matter what, I'm going to say.
Well, I can tell you this: it's not 1 inch.
Five.
$1.
Nobody asked you yet, Miller. 45.
And she didn't say an increment of time.
Does he talk to you like this, Laura?
45. Nobody asked her either. 45 seconds.
I'll kill him.
All right, Sean says 45 seconds. What do you think, Ian?
I'm going to say 44 seconds.
Does that? From a strategy point of view, does that make any sense at all?
Wait, isn't it closest without going over?
Yeah. So everything below 44, you'd be over.
Yeah, you
see. And then there's only 1 second for you to win. It would have to be 44.
That was what he
point something.
Listen, let him live with it.
Having heard it sort of laid out in front of me, yes, 44 seconds.
He's a confident man, this Carmel.
I punched up that scene.
You're like that kid on Price is Right, I guess 420 every time. Yeah. Just for laughs, and it never got him up on the stage.
I could have had a washing machine.
We got one.
Oh, yeah.
Kurt.
20 seconds.
Ooh. And finally, Amy, we got 45, 44.
26 seconds, 25, Doug.
And 26.
What, do you know it?
I know, there was an odd amount of groans.
Because yes, you want me to say 1 second? Well, I didn't do it. Because we don't win anything in this game.
All right, so Sean said 45.
Goddamn right I did.
He had said 44. Kurt said?
20.
20.
20, and Amy said?
26.
26.
If it's 44, I'm the new mayor of this city. That's it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, have it. It ain't, but have it.
You know, now, can I now, I'll keep 20 as my answer, but I think actually what I think it is now.
You think what it is?
Yeah. You ever played
you
a game
you think what it is?
I think it's like 7 seconds. But, because 20 seconds now, I think about it, is an eternity to eat a tiny baby corn.
But do you remember the scene?
45 seconds.
He does it for a long time,
Do you remember
though.
The scene? It's
yeah.
pretty
That's what
weird
I'm
how long he eats the baby corn.
He turns it.
He tries to get every little baby corn off of it.
Yeah.
This was pre-smartphone. The America's attention span was longer.
Yeah. Not pre-giant piano on the ground, mind you, but pre-smartphone, sure.
What'd
I've
you
seen
say
big,
again,
just
Amy?
So everyone's clear.
26 seconds.
26? Kurt said 20?
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
It's 24 seconds.
Yeah!
So close.
But what note? No,
are you playing a ground piano right now?
I'm also playing the ground piano and shaking my balls out because I've been sitting for a while. Notice also, if she had guessed 1 second, still I would have won. So... don't feel bad about yourself.
Yeah, I was closer than you, though. I don't. Yeah. I don't feel bad at all.
Right.
Guy rubs it in like lotion, just gets the point across.
I'm just going to sabotage your set tonight.
Back to zero.
I'm feeling good. I'm going to tell your jokes tonight.
Here's one about being a dad.
With a boner.
I am dad boner.
Somebody should start that website.
I am dad boner.
I am dad boner.
I'm sure it's on the dark web and it's been started.
I think dad boner
might
have it.
Everything's on the dark web.
Silk Road, Playboy. Zeitgeist.
Dad boner.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Hashtag
dad boner.
Yeah,
Mike Burns.
Mike Burns is dad boner.
Mikey Burns.
Shh, don't tell.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Okay, so Kurt gets to go in our final game of the afternoon, a little something called Last Man Stanton. And we switch the order around, so it's going to go Kurt, Ian, Sean, Amy. I'm going to sit it out today in interest of time, because this might take a while.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
All right, I'll play.
Yeah!
Aww.
Oh.
Is that all it takes to get you to do something? Aww.
It was pretty persuasive. And I did not expect anybody to be upset about me not participating. Because I'm still here. I'm still involved.
Yeah, you're here. You're doing good.
All right, so... but since you guys are expert level players, we'll probably need more than one name. So we'll get a name from a pre-selected audience member, and then you guys could decide if we need a second name or not. You can, and actually, your faces will tell me a lot, because I'll be able to tell. If somebody suggests D.B. Sweeney, I bet you there's some of you couldn't name one D.B. Sweeney movie.
Cutting Edge.
You'd be
Amy
mistaken.
Miller, Cutting Edge.
Shark's Tale.
That's what I'm saying. Even after just hearing
it. I know what you...
you got it wrong.
Cool Runnings.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. The Great Outdoors. Uncle Buck. The motherfucker was in some movies. I've been around. I'm kidding.
But what was, Sean, what was the ice skating one?
Cutting Edge.
Yay!
How you think I'm that? You think I'm that?
I was about to yell "I, Tanya" when you asked that question. I was like, "Are we moving on to something I know?"
Blades of Glory.
I like that. I like that "I, Tanya."
Me too. I thought it was one of the best ones this year.
Fine film.
A fine film.
Where?
Set in Portland, Oregon. Yes.
Uh-huh. If you've seen it, I wouldn't necessarily be proud of that aspect.
No, I am proud because that's the Portland that nobody knows about. And like, everyone's like, Portlandia, does everybody ride a 9-foot-tall bicycle? It's like, no, it's meth and people with drinking problems. Yeah.
That round of applause.
Yeah, how do you think somebody's going to get up on a 9-foot bicycle?
Exactly. The timber industry ran out, but we were still here. Fred and Carrie.
All right, where is... Never heard anybody that mad at those two.
I'm not actually. They're wonderful.
They are a delight.
Yeah.
They can put on wigs and be different characters.
I know, it's funny.
Where is somebody on Twitter that goes by the name Bearded Maladies? That's you? Or Bearded Maladies? Okay.
Bearded Maladies.
Maladies.
He spelled it maladies. I just thought it'd be fun to.
Yeah, let me look at that paper.
Oh, yeah, shit. Oh, you can now. There's no new information on there yet. Nor will there be.
Is there a world where Sean and I could get another drink?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Okay, thank you.
Did you
it's
ordered...
right next to our world. All it's right. So close.
Yeah, it's you just have to go over the bridge.
String theory.
Here it is.
She's back there.
Oh, there's the name tag I should have picked.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Oh my God! It has vodka on it.
Yeah, we can't open those in here.
Yeah,
I mean we can, but
you
I
can
think it's against some sort of alcohol.
You can swallow
rule.
The bottle whole and let your stomach acid open it though.
What?
Yeah.
You like, can do that.
It's like taking a gel cap Advil. Yeah, you eat it.
It's like a time release. Like a time release.
And then the Tito's is released into your system. And your body harmlessly passes the glass.
Because that bottle doesn't want you to get too drunk too quick.
Right.
Okay, we're back. Probably going to throw in another commercial right there. So, Bearded Maladies, what's your actual name, if you don't mind saying?
Elon.
What?
Elon Musk is here?
Elon. Good call with Bearded Maladies.
My ladies.
You don't need Elon Musk jokes all day long. What's your suggestion for Last Man Stanton?
Robin Williams.
Oh, the great Robin Williams. That's a huge one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we need a second name. I think, apologies to JNards007. But congrats for having the word Nards in your name. All right, so you got one lifeline. So at one point, you can go ask somebody, and you can ask your person whose name tag you chose to help you out.
Okay.
But Kurt, go ahead and start us off. Any film that's got Robin Williams in it?
All right. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Very good. This is going to be extremely stressful for you if that was a rough.
The Bicentennial Man.
What are you doing?
Whoa. You don't keep going?
What are you doing?
Should I?
Well, that's a negative one point. Names.
Oh.
If you can't think of one, you're
out. I just kept going till I couldn't. I'm sorry.
How'd you go from Miss Doubt?
I kind of like that game. Let's try that game.
Those were his two big movies.
Yeah, that was such a jump that you took from Miss Doubtfire to Bicentennial Man. That was astonishing.
All right, so that doesn't count. We'll come back to you in a little bit, Kurt.
Okay.
Ian?
Aladdin.
Very good, very good. Sean?
I won't. Good Morning Vietnam. I won't say it. I won't say it. I'm not going to say Bicentennial Man.
Okay, it's my turn. I'm going to fucking say it. Bicentennial Man. Amy.
Good Will Hunting.
Oh, how do you like them apples?
It's not your fault, Doug.
What's not my fault?
It's not your fault.
Don't do that, Amy.
I don't get it.
Don't you fucking do that.
Don't fucking do that.
Not you.
Not you.
Not you, Sean. Not you, Sean.
You want to know what the best part of my
day
is?
They say that in that movie?
Yes, it's the most heart-wrenching scene.
How about them apples is the most heart-wrenching scene?
They're hugging.
Because he shows off
he's
at
crying.
Math in front of people.
You know the line in the movie where he's like, I'm bad Will Hunting, and then Ben Affleck's like, no.
You're the big sick.
York. That was me.
There's no time. There's no room for dramatic pauses on a five comic panel.
Sorry. Never.
Remember when other people
somebody's
wrote
gonna
that
somebody's
going
to put their joke in.
I'm bad Will Hunting.
All right, wait. Whose turn is it? It's back to you.
I'm nervous.
You got this, dude. You got this.
I think there's.
What do you mean you think? Go to your lifeline if you're not sure.
Really? Right?
Yeah,
now?
Your lifeline's gonna have one.
No. Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
But I think I'm pretty right about this one. I want to save my lifeline.
Okay.
Because this is the very last one that I can think of. The wow. Fisher King.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. I was worried it was like something like Prince of Fishes or something. Oh, okay, great.
The original title was Fisher Price King. And then they lost their tie-in with the toy company. Made a more adult movie.
Don't.
I'm
Ian.
I'm going to drop one into the boo box and say Hook.
Oh.
The boo box. The boo box.
Happens every fucking time that shitty movie comes up.
It's slept on.
Easy. I thought we stopped talking about Three Billboards like an hour
it
ago.
It is maybe Phil Collins' best movie.
And that's saying something. That's Phil.
I don't know what you're yelling
that's
about,
enough.
But don't yell out. Don't yell out words from the audience. Sean?
Dead Poets Society?
Yeah.
We don't want to chant. We don't want to chant that. All of a sudden, we just want to fucking.
I'm kind of inspired with my next answer, because Kurt Braunohler is here.
Oscar nominated, yeah.
And he is the world's greatest dad.
Oh!
Yeah.
Hopefully, the only thing in common is the name there.
Oh yeah. That's where the connection should end. Absolutely.
You ever seen the director's boner of that movie?
Director's boner?
Well, like a dad boner joke.
Is it my turn? Is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
Patch Adams.
Oh, fuck you, Amy. I'd thought of one more.
You want to go to your lifeline?
Yes, Maddie.
One hour photo, yes.
Never even heard of that movie.
It's the sequel to 1 hour Martinizing. Nobody even knows that word anymore.
Yeah.
Holy shit. All right. Take that out of my stand-up.
You're Martinizing
it was
material.
A solid joke for many years, but apparently people don't know Martinizing anymore. Ian.
Reaching out, snatching that cig, breaking it in half, Jack.
What was all that stuff before you said Jack?
It's one of the scenes in the movie.
It's a flex.
He plays a kid, you know, who grows it like.
I know what it is.
Yeah. So he thinks smoking is gross.
Oh, I see.
He breaks a cigarette in half.
All right.
So flourish. I'm sorry, John.
Is it? Can I ask if we said something already, or is that I can't do that? I'll
no,
be out.
You
well,
can't
if you
that.
Think it's an accurate title, then you can, because then that'll be your answer if we haven't said it yet.
But if we have, I can still...
I'll say we said it already.
Okay, Good Morning Vietnam, did we say that?
You said it. You said that.
You said that. Birdcage.
Huh? Everybody forget like I did.
Sean, what's the full title?
Oh, dog.
Don't help from the audience, please.
Evan, where you at?
What's happening?
I said Birdcage.
Yeah, what's the full title?
The Birdcage.
Yeah.
I thought you were looking for La Cage aux Folies.
Yeah, I thought so too.
So that's a French movie that Robin Williams is not in.
My heart's beating faster than it should be beating right now. Thanks
I like
a lot
that you're going
that.
To your lifeline for the.
I didn't yet. Evan's still locked and loaded. We didn't get Evan. You keep thinking.
My next answer. Shakes the Clown.
Ooh.
Wow.
So
nice.
Crazy.
It's what's that? It's all about
it's
Martinizing.
It's Bobcat's movie.
It's a great Bobcat Goldthwait movie that Robin Williams plays a mime in it, and clowns hate mimes, so there's a bit of a conflict there. Amy?
I'm going to say Awakenings.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That was my ace in the hole.
Yeah. Not taking, sure. Taking all the medical movies. Great.
I kind of love Doctor stuff.
What do you think, Kurt? You know, Robin Williams is interesting in that. I'm looking at all the titles we've said so far, and not a lot of... He doesn't have sequels, really, in his thing. I mean, he does, but we haven't said any that
Ms.
have
Doubtfire
a sequel.
Ms. Doubtfire 2.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying, is if he had made that, that would have been perfect. Oh.
The Revenge of Yuvagenaya.
But he didn't do that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, I guess I'm out.
You got nothing else?
Oh.
Oh, shit.
You have a lifeline,
something
don't
just
you?
Popped in? No, he already went to Maddie once.
What?
Oh.
Huh?
Hold
you
on.
You got it?
Hold on.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
It's
on its way.
The Tricentennial Man.
Oh!
Oh, Hook 2?
He'll try anything.
I just said there's
twice?
No sequels to any of the ones we've said so far.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm out. I am out. I don't know any more Robin Williams films, unfortunately.
There's the sequel to 1 Hour Photo. Yeah, it's in your phone now. Why are you bothering me? Who needs prints? Okay, so you're out?
I'm out, yeah.
Great job, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You!
Thank you.
Woo!
And there's one or two tickets left for Kurt's shows tonight, if you guys don't have any.
Please come to the
come
shows
back
tonight.
And,
7:30 and 10, baby.
Ian?
What Dreams May Come.
Ooh.
No,
good one.
Yeah. He was in it.
Evan, what do you got?
Oh, he's going to Evan. I didn't
that
even
better
call
be the name
yet.
Of the movie. Oh, shit.
Fucking Jumanji.
Fuck.
Fucking Jumanji.
God damn it.
Evan at first said, I go, Evan, he goes, you got this one.
Oh, it's just words of encouragement. I wish that's what the lifeline was.
Just helping you out a little bit.
I believe in you. Win or lose.
All right, Kurt.
Me?
No. Just rubbing
one.
It in that you're out. No, it's my turn, but I want to see if you can finish this title as I say it.
Okay.
It'll be a fun little game.
All right.
The, not you, Amy. Adventures.
The Adventures.
Of
the Adventures of
Baron
von Munchausen.
Yeah.
He was in that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He played the Adventures.
Okay. It's me, right?
If you want.
I'm going to go with RV.
Oh.
Oh.
Very
Dang.
Good.
Yeah.
Very nice pull. Ian.
Popeye.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, so good.
That's
oh,
a good one.
So good.
They constructed a whole town for that movie. Thank you. Thank you.
That was a very earnest
Thank
good job.
That's my lifeline.
All right, yeah, and you guys have to be in constant contact.
It's very encouraging, the lifelines.
Yeah.
You got this. Good job.
Sean, where are you at? You got to come up with something else, or you done?
Earth Girls Are Easy?
That was Jim Carrey.
I know.
Well,
Jim
it was
Carrey
a lot of people
in that movie, but
it was Jim
none
Carrey
of them are Robin Williams.
I thought maybe he might have been in
Probably Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade was not in that movie.
You don't know.
I do know.
You know for a fact Dwayne Wade was not in Earth Girls Are
I
Easy.
I know all the movies Dwayne Wade was in.
Bad Boys 3.
Bad
all
Magic
right, 3. Sean, you're out.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah,
true
yeah.
story. Sorry, Evan.
But you know what I suggest you do now?
What?
What?
You should take a trip. Ask me where you think where do you think I should go, Doug?
Doug, where should I go?
Brazil.
Hey! I only know that's a movie because of the reaction. Otherwise, I never.
One of them Terry Gilliam joints.
One of them Terry got, and there are them.
Yeah.
Is it me?
Mm-hmm.
Flubber.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Flubber.
Look at the panic in Ian's eyes.
Do you know?
Wait.
Hold
wait,
on.
What's happening? You've not gone to your lifeline?
I have not. I
all
have
right.
not.
We have more than one Maddie, so it's confusing.
Yeah, my Maddie.
All right, Maddie.
Toys. Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. That movie that happened on the Microsoft background.
God.
Smart.
Damn.
Smart reference.
If we were doing LL Cool J movies, I would have been in there, but
please.
We're not. So.
Just 45 seconds of eating a peach. That's my favorite movie of his.
Now, a lot of you guys have shows tonight, but Sean, you don't have a show tonight?
I was entertaining the idea, but...
You might do a set somewhere?
Yeah, I might.
Okay.
You could do a set here, probably, if you wanted to, without leaving the building.
I was just going to suggest, you know, if you don't have plans tonight, a lovely thing to do would be to spend a night at the museum.
Just gonna say go to Sassy's. The great Robin Williams vehicle, go to Sassy's.
A night at I spent $565 at Sassy's.
And half of that was the ATM fee.
Whoa. Oh. Whoa. And half of that was buying a box the grenade could explode in.
Colon the E. Carmel night. The Ian Carmel night. God damn it, I ripped it. Another commercial? Another commercial?
Ian. Amy?
Rio.
What?
That's her name.
Oh.
Ah.
I was like, he is not in Rio. To the best of my knowledge.
I wish
but
he was.
Let's go to Rio.
Death to Smoochie!
Rio's in the house.
Thank you, girl.
Death to Smoochie Boochies. I love it. Ian?
Listen, I'm going to go out. I have no idea if this is correct or not, but I'm going to go out.
You
got to
go for it. Blaze of glory.
Listen, I mean, you know, Sean, I don't have a set tonight either, so I might be spending a night in the museum too.
I think you mean
you're
also.
You're in trouble here, yeah.
Oh.
You're in big trouble here. You got to give me the full title.
Oh!
Big Trouble in Little Museum.
It was called A Night in the Museum 2. One wasn't enough, right, America?
I think it was a hit internationally, to be honest.
Oh, right, the world. Right, America and other competing markets. I don't know. A Night in the Museum 2 at the Guggenheim trying to guess what that...
Oh, so mad. So mad.
I don't know what it was. That's one of the museums, you uncultured swine. A Night in the Museum 2. We're at the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam trying
Van
to pretend.
Van Gogh?
Yeah.
What?
Have some fucking respect for other cultures, Miller. That's the proper Dutch pronunciation.
All right.
You talk to Laura like that, Ian?
I do.
Ian, don't talk to Laura.
All right, see...
I don't know, Doug. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're out. You're out. You're out. You're out. You're out. You're out. Sorry. That's how it works. Night at the Museum 2. Battle for the Smithsonian.
Really?
No. Is that what it's called?
That's
are you
so
kidding?
Stupid. Look how pleased you are.
What do you got, Amy? You went to Rio. Now we're back. I tried to get
Sean
to go to Brazil.
My old standby, Mars Attacks.
I know. It's got a lot of cameos in it.
He's in it. I'm pretty sure he's in it.
JFK is another good one to do that with. But I'm sorry, Amy.
Fuck.
I'm sorry, Amy. You're our winner.
Yay!
Now, just to make all of us feel bad, what did we miss?
Man of the Year.
Happy Feet.
Happy Feet.
Happy Feet and Happy Feet 2.
Oh, Jacob the Liar.
Jacob the Liar.
Oh. Holocaust.
Merry friggin' Christmas.
What's Merry friggin' Christmas? Don't you fucking start with Aladdin straight to video.
He's not in that.
Talking theatrical releases, motherfucker. Insomnia.
Oh.
Yeah, man. And Insomnia 2, the battle for the Smithsonian.
What was the third night of the museum called?
Not in the museum 3, World's Best Dad.
Did anyone say 3? Good Morning Vietnam?
Sweet burn.
I said that, Amy. I'm the one that said that movie.
The Fist Fight for LACMA.
All right, well, Mike and Rio, it'd probably take the two of you to come get all this stuff. Come get your prizes. Congratulations.
Yay!
Secure the bag.
It's a big hall.
And, wait, there's this huge gaping silence, Evan, and none of you have anything to say.
Evan,
you won't shut the fuck up the whole time.
I got a ton of shit to say.
I said I'm keeping this joint.
You did say that.
I just said it off mic.
So there's this scene in Three Billboards where the son, he's just like, do birds get cancer? And then it never comes up again. Why? Why does he say that?
Do they, though?
No. Dogs do. That's the other part of that line.
Evan, do you have a shithead?
No.
Or does it have to be you?
He just loves everybody.
What happened?
Just happy to be picked.
Evan's okay. So sweet.
All right, I got it.
Samantha
I'll cover it. I'll throw one in for you. That's cool. That's good. All right, let's do some plugs. Sean, what do you got to plug?
If you want to listen to a different podcast or another podcast, listen to All Fantasy Everything. It's one that I'm a very regular co-host on. So yeah, listen to that, and also come to the shows tonight, and come to Amy's show tomorrow. But you be one of the
yes,
other people
please.
That buys one of those 50 tickets. So there it is. And this is awesome. I'm super happy.
Thank you for being here, dude. Ian Carmel.
I also think you should listen to All Fantasy Everything. The podcast that it exists. and then, I mean, what, is this on the podcast, or is this just we're telling these people here?
Well,
this is
on the podcast.
This is
if in
what?
I don't know. I don't want to be presumptuous, Bubba. We're gonna do a live All Fantasy Everything at South by Southwest on March 10th.
Yeah, March 10th.
So if you're in the Austin area or you just want to come see it, me, Sean, and the G is Silent are all gonna be there. So come check that out and keep listening to Doug Loves Movies. Woo!
Oh, I like that at the end.
Yeah.
That was a nice touch. Kurt Braunohler.
I'm going to be at the Vermont Comedy Club March 8th through 10th. I'm going to be at Laugh Boston March 29th through 31st. And if you're a member of the Academy of Arts and Sciences, I'd appreciate a vote for The Big Sick for Best Original Screenplay for Kumail Nanjiani and Emily Gordon. Thank you very much. And see you tonight, Portland. Come to the show.
Amy Miller.
I will be in Seattle at Laughs Comedy Club March 9th and 10th. I'll be in Austin at the Velveeta Room April 27th and 28th. I'll be here tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. And please listen to my podcast, Who's Your God? And also All Fantasy Everything and Doug Loves Movies, because those are the ones that I'm on.
I like it. Thank you, Amy Miller. Oh, and since you won, I have to invite you to the next show. Can you come to San Diego Wednesday night?
I'm going to be there already, and you know
perfect.
That.
That's perfect. That worked out great.
Valentine's Day.
Keep it on the DL, everybody. and I'm going to be in Tempe, Arizona. Improv is the name of the club on February 24th at 4:20. And thanks again. Oh, Ian's got the munchies out.
It's a cheese explosion.
Tell us, can you just take a handful of things,
yeah,
all the various sharp things, and all shove right. them in your mouth at once,
okay,
and then tell us what's going on.
All right.
Without swallowing first. Just gross chewing into the microphone.
It's a cheese explosion.
It's a cheese explosion. That's what he's saying.
It's a cheese explosion.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Sean. Thank you to Helium Comedy Club. Thank you to you guys for coming out on a beautiful day. And as always, people who say I'm just happy to be picked are a shithead. That old turtle Mitch McConnell is a shithead. Be sure to come get your cool name tag back and then bring it to San Diego. Maybe Amy will pick it because she's on there. And the people who said my name tag wouldn't get picked are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in